Baba Kama chapter 5, Mishnah 6, Bor, Shiashna, Shutafin. If there are two partners who have this pit, right? And let's say it's in the public domain for ease of purposes. Avra Lavarishan Velo Kisahu Vashani Velo Kisahu. The first one passes by and he doesn't cover it. And the second one passes by and he doesn't cover it. But the Gemara adds that what's going on over here is that the first owner actually took the covering of the pit and he handed the cover to the second owner. And it was the second owner who never covered the pit. So he left it in the public domain uncovered. Hashani Chav. So in this case, the second owner is fully liable for any damages that are caused because he was the one that was handed the cover at the end and he should have covered it. So the first owner is not going to have any liability if something falls in there. Kisau Arishon, so it's another kind of case. If the first one actually covers it, and then Uboa Shainu Matsau Magula Velo Kisau, then the second owner comes along and he finds it's open, and he doesn't recover it again. He just leaves it. Hashaini Chav. So again, the second one is going to be obligated. Kisau Karau, if they cover it with a proper fitting cover, but Nafal Asecha Shor El Chamor Vameis Patur, and then a bull or a donkey falls in, they're going to be exempt. They covered it properly, and nevertheless the animal fell in somehow, right, in some strange circumstances. They're not going to be, they are going to be exempt because they took the required precautions, and they covered it in a fitting way. But Lo Kisai Karai, if they didn't cover it in a fitting way, let's say they just put some thin newspaper or something, I don't know, they cover it with a very inappropriate covering. And an animal falls in and dies, chav. So then they will be obligated because they didn't cover it properly. Nafalafanav mikol hakriya. If an animal falls in from the sound of excavating, what does that mean? That someone's inside the pit and they're digging, they're making it deeper, they're excavating it, and the animal comes to the edge of the pit, your interest to see what goes on, and the chaz the sound of the excavating and maybe gets a fright even and falls into the pit, so chav, he will be obligated. As opposed to la achrav mikol akriya, if the sound of the excavating is behind, and the animal's got its back to the pit, and then it hears the sound of the excavating, and then it falls. From the sound it falls, and it doesn't fall into the pit. It just falls, gets like a fright. I don't know, maybe it stumbles, and it hurts itself next to the pit. So in that case, over there, he's going to be exempt. And the reason being that it's not, the pit didn't directly cause the animal damage in that case. It's like indirect kind of damages. So the owner of the pit won't be obligated. Nafal asecha shor v'keila v'nishtabru. If the animal falls in, and it's got, it's got implements on it, right? It's got implements, it's got a harness or whatever, and those are broken. Or chamor v'keila v'niskaru, or a donkey falls in and it's got like its harness, etc. And so in these cases, chav al ha-bahem, is going to be obligated to pay for the animal, the owner of the pit, or pater al ha-kalim, but he's not going to pay for the kalim. And this we learn out from the Torah verse that says that if the bull or the donkey fall in, but it comes to exclude the implements. So he's actually not obligated to pay for any broken implements. Only the animal. Yeah, so it's only the animal. And then another interesting thing about a pit is that we also learn that if a person, one more thing. It says, Nafal l'secha shor cheres shoyte v'katan chayev, that if the animal that falls in is like a deaf mute or mentally deficient or a man, it's a very young animal, so it's not able to properly look after itself, then he's liable. But if it's a normal animal in broad daylight that falls into the pit, he's not going to be liable either, because an animal can see where it's walking. An animal's not just going to fall into a pit, right? So he's not going to be liable for that case either. So it's only, you can see that it's limiting the case where he is going to be liable for damage. It's got to be like at night, or the animal, there's something wrong with the animal or something like that. But a pit in broad daylight, he's not going to be liable for that either. And then the last interesting thing about a pit, the last clause of the Mishnah is Bain or Bas Eved or Amma Pater, that if a son or a daughter or a slave fell into it, he's exempt. And what this is teaching us is that the laws of a pit don't apply to a human being that falls into a pit and dies. If a person is walking and they fall into the pit and they die, the owner of the pit, there's no restitution that he pays. There's some things which are like beyond restitution. You can't, you know what I'm saying? It's too much. That amount, you can't pay, right? You can pay for an animal, but you can't pay for the life of a human being. So, and that applies, this is saying, even to a son or a daughter, even a minor or a Canaanite slave that belongs to you, which you might think, you know, is more like a, you know, like something you own. It's more like property, but no, it's a human life, and therefore it's but no, it falls into the human category, and therefore if any one of these fall into the pit, there's no monetary payment that the person can make. Obviously, he'll be liable and he'll be judged in the next world, etc., for having killed somebody. I mean, he was negligent and he killed somebody. But there's no monetary payment that he can make in order to, you know, to make good. Can't make good. That's too much to make good.
What happened if that person got injured?